Welcome to the Neston Colliery's audio trail. Today, this is a quiet area with lovely walks and views across the estuary and marsh. Few realise that this was the birthplace of the Industrial Revolution in Wirral and West Cheshire, exploiting the small part of the Flintshire coalfield that extended to England. On our tour, we will hear from three local historians, Anthony Anakin Smith, Ian Norris and Edward Hilditch, who have researched this area and will help you to uncover the clues to this industrial past.
When people refer to the Neston Collieries, they tend to think probably of one mine, but actually there was a number of mines which operated in the area over more than 200 years.
The first colliery opened in the area in about 1759. It was called Ness Colliery and was owned by the Stanley family. 60 years later, another colliery opened alongside it, Little Neston Colliery, owned by the Cottingham family. Both collieries had closed by 1855. In 1874, Neston Colliery opened, later becoming Wirral Colliery. Many pictures survive from this time, and some people living in the area today remember relatives who worked at this mine. There are 14 audio points on this walk. At the end of each audio point, you will hear this sound. This is to tell you to pause or stop the audio and proceed to the next point. The route is described, but also corresponds with the Neston Colliery's trail leaflet. The walk begins at Denhall Quay, which you can reach via Marshlands Road, Little Neston. If travelling by car, you should turn left at the bottom of the road, where it reaches the marsh, and go past the Harp Inn, where you can park in the parking area on the right, 150 metres later. Here, you should listen to audio point 1.